From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting an announcement anticipated in hours on Iran nuclear talks. An announcement on the status of the Iran nuclear talks in Vienna is expected in the next hours as six world powers and Iran continue negotiating on the future of Iran's nuclear program to ensure it has no military dimensions. Several self-imposed deadlines to reach a comprehensive agreement have come and gone, but progress is reported. John Kirby is a U.S. State Department spokesman.
There's been genuine progress made. I think Secretary Gary believes that, and he said as much, that we're close. But there still remains some sticking points, some issues that still need to be resolved. And so we'll see where they go. But our focus is on what's going on inside the negotiating room.
A White House spokesman indicates negotiators would remain at the table as long as the discussions between Iran and the six countries are productive. Speaking Monday in Ethiopia's capital, where he's attending an international conference, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called on both sides in the South Sudan conflict to give up war for the sake of the people and the future of the country. Mr. Ban called for compromise between President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar as the country marked its fourth anniversary of independence.
True leadership means making compromises. It means stopping the fighting, stopping the killing and raping, stopping the destruction of the country. Peace in South Sudan also requires support from its neighbors. I urge President Museveni and President Bashir to use their influence on the parties to help end this conflict.
South Sudan has been plagued by violence since December 2013. It's left thousands dead and millions displaced. This is VOA.